Hi, this is the Big A, Adrian Masters, and you're listening to the TWR Network, Wrestling Entertainment Community. Toodles.
And welcome everyone to another
greasy edition of the Hour Bomb.
Greasy.
You know,
I'm thinking
SummerSlam's coming up. Summer makes me think of the movie Grease. And so, greasy. There it is.
Whoa.
See, when I think summer, I think, you know, like really hot women oiled up. You know,
hey, Olivia Newton-John was fucking hot.
Keyword was.
Which was better, that Grease 1 or Grease 2?
Oh, Grease 1.
Grease 1, of course.
All right.
Grease 2 is like House Party 2 to House Party 1.
Hey, I actually, at one of my old jobs, we had a conversation about this, and one of the guys I worked with swore up and down that Grease 2 was much better because Michelle Pfeiffer was hotter.
No.
Now, I'll give you this part. When she's singing Cool Rider and she's straddling that ladder...
Okay, I can get on board for that.
But the problem I have with that movie is you had fucking Shooter McGavin.
Yes, you did.
So I can't, in good faith, endorse that movie.
The only thing that would have made that movie better is if there was Whoopi Goldberg with the dinosaur cop as a partner.
What?
What?
Whoopi Goldberg and a dinosaur cop. It's a key transition to make any movie better.
Oh, my God. What are you smoking?
I don't know. I was just listening to Shooting from the Hip, and this is what they told me.
Wow.
And you, whatever. I don't.
We're derailed already.
Thank God my time limit hasn't started yet. Holy shit.
Well, I mean, let's think about this. You cannot doubt the merits of Theodore Rex in an Academy Award-nominated movie.
What? I've never even heard of this movie.
It's a fantastic film.
Have you even watched it? No.
Yes.
But I call bullshit right now.
I have watched it.
What is the movie?
Theodore Rex.
Never heard of it.
It was a movie. It came out like 96, 97. It was Whoopi Goldberg and an animatronic dinosaur that was a police detective, and they were cops, and they were partners. How did you miss this movie?
Yeah, you and all people should know like this movie frontwards and backwards and inside and out and dicks and vaginas. I don't know.
If it's a good movie.
It is a fantastic film.
Then how come I've never heard of it?
Because you don't get out much. You maybe had a date night with your mom or something. I don't know.
God.
Wow.
All right, so you guys up to anything interesting this week?
Work.
A lot of it.
A lot of it, yeah.
Hey, shit, hold on. Hey.
This movie was so good it went straight to video.
Well, that could
be. In 1995.
That could be why.
Hey, guess what? Some people probably don't know who the fuck we are, so hold on. Hey, welcome to another greasy edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here.
And...
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
So anyway... Work, huh?
Yeah, my associate wanted to have a little bit of a mini vacation, so...
Mop in the night away.
It's selling phones.
It takes two of you to mop that place? It's not that big.
They like to, like, mop pipes.
Oh, you're talking your other job. Oh, the one that...
His day job.
My only job.
His day job. Oh, I've done your day job. It's not hard at all.
Yeah, right.
I did it through the holiday season. Shut up.
I know. I did it through tax season, school season.
I did tax season.
Back to school season.
Wow. You want me to call the ambulance and 911? No. Adrian, so what's going on in your neck of the woods? Anything important?
I have this growth.
No, that's not yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not yet. Took a big step in your life, I hear, huh?
All right. While I was looking this up, actually, this said it won an award.
It did.
Yeah,
Razzie.
Won a Razzie. Whoopi Goldberg got worst actress for this movie. Oh my god! If Whoopi Goldberg is so bad in this movie, it gets worse actress. You got to watch it.
I may have to watch this now. Just
yeah, just
I think for we the might sake. Have to be drunk, but
yeah, like really drunk.
Here you are, so, Jason. Here's the box art if you needed to
watch out. You're about to knock that over. Oh god! It looks like one of the dudes from Dinosaurs. Remember the old TV show? Actually, it, yes. it's her on the cover standing with what looked to be the sun.
Oh, okay.
It's almost exactly what it looks like. So, wow. Adrian, heard you took a big step in your life, huh?
I did. It's rough for me to talk about, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I got my arm amputated.
You got your arm amputated, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
No, you didn't.
Oh, wait.
You are so full of shit. Oh, God. Anyway.
I've decided to cancel the show. That's what I'm doing. I'm leaving the show.
You are not leaving the show. Shut up.
I've been fired.
You've not. Heath cannot fire anyone. He can't even talk unless we give him permission to talk on the show.
Really?
Isn't that right? You can answer this one.
Bullshit.
So, I don't know. You guys.
No, I moved into a new apartment, and it's nice.
Oh, yeah?
Cool, yeah. Cool.
Nice, got a swimming pool out here.
We do have a pool in the complex area. It's on the roof, it's very nice.
Living the life of luxury.
On the roof, really?
Yeah. Pool on the roof. It overlooks the like night sky of Butler Hill. It's very nice.
You live in South County, man. There's not much of the sky to look over. Is it is it like a puddle in the parking lot, or is it a real pool?
It's a real pool.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I wasn't sure. You know,
South County. It's not something that Jason Heath can mop up, I'll tell you that much.
You know, one day he's just gonna go ballistic on you, and I'm gonna move to.
I'm
the
trying
other
to get as much
street.
In this week as possible because there's a shot he could get the three.
You're
songs
right. There is a very good shot he could do this, and we could be
supposedly a good shot for me this week.
There's no we'll Skinner see. Or you got the fucking narcissist. So you missed Razor Ramon. You got the narcissist. You weren't supposed to get the narcissist. It's a good thing he didn't get Razor.
Yeah.
We'd be screwed.
Yeah, I couldn't be doing anything I'd be doing right now.
No, absolutely not. All right, so do you guys want to maybe talk a little wrestling?
Yeah, I guess so. We should.
Is there anything else we got to talk about?
Here? Oh, wait, yeah. Here's how this show works. So for those of you tuning in, as our usual listeners, hey, welcome back. Thanks a lot. We appreciate your listenership.
Patronage. Yeah.
Well, patronage means we get paid for this and we don't get paid for it. Well, their listenership.
Yeah, we don't even get ad revenue.
No.
No.
Well, of course, we're not advertising anywhere either.
No, we're not.
No. And our deal with Purina fell through, so we don't even have any sponsors.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by Dog Chow anymore.
No.
Damn.
Yeah, for those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit to get through, and I've got 60 minutes to do it. That is 1 hour, for those of you keeping track at home, to make it through said list. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and keep me from getting through said list. I'm on a win streak. I got two.
Maybe we can get Heath sponsored.
Heath sponsored?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, ask me by who.
By who, Adrian?
Swifter.
You mean Swiffer?
Swiffer, yeah.
You got a campaign lined up for this one?
You know, just as a general like guy that uses a mop every day of his life.
Oh, God. We love you, Heath.
So what is the preferred mop choice, seriously?
Oh, Heath, you got anything else you want to get through? You got anything else you want to say?
No.
Do you prefer Mr. Clean to Spick and Span? That's what we really need to know.
Adrian, you got anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good.
He's quickly climbing the postal list. You know this.
Hey, that's fine. Whatever. I guess if you guys are both ready, let's start.
Well, wait. I do this girl.
Shut up. All right. So another Monday Night Raw. So I guess we're going to jump into that, shall we?
Sure. Let's play the crappy Raw theme music.
The awesome Raw theme. And Monday Night Raw for August 5th, 2013.
Yes.
Let's hit our 5-point preview. How good we do on that?
All right. So let's see. First one last week, corporate culture shock.
I fucking called it.
Yeah, I wasn't really all that surprised by how this went down. So, Dan O'Brien comes out in the suit and tie at the beginning of Raw.
Which I called.
He's like, hey, you know what? This isn't really who I am, but I'm willing to go along with it if it gets me make sure I get my WWE title shot. And, you know, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to get the title and stuff. And it's like, and then I'm going to keep being me.
Yeah. Not quite what I was expecting from Daniel Bryan on there.
But then Vince McMahon comes out. And all his infinite wisdom with the three-quarter corn cob up his ass walk down to the ring.
Only three-quarter?
Yeah, it was three-quarter.
Ah, damn.
It was not full corn cob yet.
Okay. No.
I imagine we'll be getting that in the next week or two.
Yes. Okay. Especially after what happened on Raw.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. So, pretty much what I said. He came out and said, you know what? You don't quite look like a champion with that beard.
Right.
And proceeded to convince him that you need to shave that beard. And you'll never guess who the barber was.
Who was the barber?
The Wade, man of a thousand entrance themes. Wade Barrett.
Wow.
Yes, Wade Barrett was your... Because his uncle or someone in his family was a barber. So he's a qualified barber because someone in his family was.
Someone in his family, but...
Barber is passable to through family lineage. That is a true story. Brutus Beefcake's son, actual barber.
Oh, you are so full of shit.
It's true. If you look it up online, you can find that that's a legitimate thing. You can give your barber license to someone else that's in your family.
What? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's like going to medical school. Once one person in your family does it, your rest of your family is good too.
Okay.
Remind me never to go to your doctor.
For real.
So anyway, he comes down and he's like, you know, oh, I'm going to shave you and all this. And then, of course, like I said, Daniel Bryan goes ballistic and starts shaving Wade Barrett's beard.
Yeah, he cuts off like a good chunk of it.
I think it would have been better if he would have shaved his head, but...
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been a better shock.
This is what I want to. This is what I find really entertaining, is if you rewind the clock about 15 years now...
Okay.
There was another corporate champion that Vince McMahon was getting behind, and that was Mick Foley.
Yeah?
Who had a beard.
And had long, scraggly hair.
Yes.
And Vince McMahon didn't think too highly of him either.
No, but he was Vince's corporate champion.
He was.
Vince got behind him and tried to help him win the title.
And then what happened at Survivor Series Deadly Games?
He turned on him.
Yes.
But this was after like months of like trying to help him win, and he just didn't get the job done.
Well, I don't think we're going to see it again, but...
I was just saying that it's funny how Vince McMahon could support Mankind having the beard and all this other crap going on, but can't support Daniel Bryan.
Well, it's because Vince McMahon has matured as an older individual.
Vince McMahon's actually gotten crazier.
Shut up. Mature, crazy. It's a fine line between the two. So, anyway, long story short, if you want to know what really happened, just listen to our show last week, because I pretty well called the whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
so,
you did.
I mean, yeah, granted it was predictable, but... You know,
it was entertaining TV, though. So
it was. Daniel Bryan is rather entertaining. I didn't think when NXT that first season started that he would be this entertaining. I was not a big fan of him at first. I was a fan of him because of his indie status, and he was king of the indies. But I didn't think I was going to be impressed. And then he got himself fired, and then he alluded to that too.
Yeah,
because he cut the promo on John Cena saying that if I got fired, I'd be back in the indies. Or that was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. It was a week or two ago now.
I don't remember. The weeks blurred together. I don't remember. But basically just said that, you know, king of the indies. I digress. Next.
All right. Second, Devious Divas.
The fuck happened with the Divas on Raw? I don't remember.
I'm trying to remember what happened with the Divas.
Well, I know Layla was out there at some point in time running her bitch mouth and... There was other stuff going on. It was Layla against Caitlyn. That's what it was.
Yes.
And Layla ends up winning because AJ Lee came down and distracted Caitlyn. And it was your typical Layla match.
Yep.
And they had the little side video thing going like they used to in the 90s. And she's like, well, everyone better watch out because I'm flawless.
Well,
I want Michelle McCool to come back.
That wasn't all that happened, though, with the Divas. Big E and Dolph Ziggler had the match.
Yep.
Later that night, as they're going at it, they brawl, and Caitlyn comes out during this match and starts brawling with AJ at ringside. So the camera cuts to that, and while this is going on, Big E hits the beginning and wins the match while the camera is not even like in the ring at all.
No. No, that was actually pretty pathetic. And then back from the break, and Big E and AJ are announced for Miz TV on Friday, and I didn't watch SmackDown, so I don't know what the fuck actually happened there. I think there was a match that happened. I don't know.
Actually, I was able to catch a little part of the Miz TV.
So you don't watch...
Hey, you know what? It helps us. Cause
it does. Okay, so
elaborate on this for us.
So, I mean, I didn't watch all of it, but I did watch, just catch a little bit of it. And so, yeah, apparently during part of the Miz TV thing, you had Caitlyn and Dolph kind of in being one side, AJ and Big E on one side, and apparently...
I smell a match for SummerSlam, exactly. Possibly.
Did Teddy Long come out and go, holla holla tag team match?
Holla holla mixed tag team match.
No, not exactly.
Did the Miz go holla holla tag team match?
Holla holla mixed tag team match.
But no, basically, Caitlin said something to the effect of, you know, wiping that crazy smile off of AJ's face. Kind of, well, of course, made AJ snap. And Big E tries to break them up. Well, of course, Dolph gets him with
the zigzag.
And then at that point, we see Caitlyn spear AJ.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Caitlyn and
you know what? I want to throw this out there.
Out there. Wow.
That Caitlyn does a better spear than Christian.
I would have to actually agree with that. I don't like Christian's spear.
Christian has the weakest spear in wrestling.
Well, throw out Goldberg and Rhino, and then I think you got Edge has the best spear. And then I think Caitlyn's is kind of up there.
Caitlyn would be next. I mean, she
Batista did a pretty good one for a little bit, too.
I don't remember the Batista spear.
He did okay with it. And
Caitlyn's just really is kind of dead on when it comes to her spear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's not like a Bella or... Rosa doing a spear. She's built, so...
But part of it is think about who she's spearing, and that's AJ, who folds up like a...
That is very true. You
know, AJ sells the shit out of that spear.
You know, I wonder how flexible she would be in the bedroom.
Whoa.
Probably very.
Let's all ponder that for a second. AJ Lee in the bedroom.
You got pondering music for us?
You know, I don't really, but hold on.
Okay.
Let's ponder this for a minute.
Hmm. All right, we're good.
Yeah, I think. I think we all need a cigarette after that. Anyway,
can we get a tissue?
Okay. So next.
All right. Let's see. Number three. One more match.
What the fuck was that about?
I'm trying to remember.
Was that the Christian Del Rio storyline?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. What the fuck even happens there?
On Raw, well, it led to...
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
Del Rio had a match with Rob Van Dam.
Yep.
Rob Van Dam beats Alberto Del Rio. And Ricardo gets the shit beat out of him after the match for some reason, because Del Rio blames Ricardo.
Dumb.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this, but I think that this might beginning to spell the end of Del Rio's title reign, hopefully.
He just, God, I liked Del Rio initially as a heel, like when he first debuted as a heel, but then they turned him face, and then they're trying to put him back to what he was before, but without the cars, and he doesn't do it for me anymore.
No, I'm with you on this. There's something that he lost along the way, and I'm not sure exactly what it is.
But beating the shit out of...
redeeming part of your character?
Yeah, that's
much.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't get that part.
I get it from a heel standpoint, but I don't get it from a Alberto Del Rio standpoint, because...
When your manager's more entertaining than you are, I just...
Maybe this is going to be Ricardo breaking off onto his own, though, or something, you know?
He's not that good of a wrestler.
But what could Ricardo end up doing, then? I mean, if not managing Del Rio?
I don't see anything in the... Maybe,
hang on. What? We oil him up. We get the Sin Cara stripper lighting going, and we have El Big Dicko Johnson.
Wow.
Not going to happen in the PG era.
No, it isn't.
That was because I had to, A, remember Big Dick Johnson, and B, had to picture Ricardo as Big Dick O. Johnson. You sick son of a bitch. How long you been sitting on that one?
It just kind of came out.
Thumb up the ass and that at night, thinking, oh, I'd like to see Ricardo like this. Ooh.
I actually, you know what?
Okay, so that's going to do it for us for tonight. Probably for the rest of our tenure here on the network. It was fun. We'll see you guys later.
Okay.
If you're going to go out in flames.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so anyway, I think... anyway, that match wasn't the best in the world. I wasn't overly thrilled by it. I think it's just maybe the whole Ricardo thing. We're over. I don't know. Just something's missing lately with
I actually
with Del Rio.
Think that this is a swerve. It's going to be something at SummerSlam. So I think this is going to go down, and this is just my prediction.
We think that Ricardo's going to come out and try to get redemption, and then he's going to fuck Christian.
Actually, no. I'm not going to talk about this until we get to that point in the show.
Okay.
All right.
But I have thoughts on this, but I want to wait till we're talking about SummerSlam.
Okay.
Okay, next.
All right. Number four, Hell Hath No Fury.
So Kane challenges Bray Wyatt to something called a Ring of Fire match.
Yes.
Okay.
Which
I instantly thought, holy shit, an Inferno match. No, I was wrong.
Actually, that's pretty much the way that's going to be doing
it. No.
All right, what
they're pussing out on it. The ring's going to be surrounded by fire.
Uh-huh.
However, you don't have to set your opponent on fire to win the match. It's just a fucking match with the ring surrounded in fire.
Oh, so nobody can come in and out of the ring.
No one can come in the ring, and they're not going to set each other on fire. It's a bullshit match.
Gotcha.
Damn it.
Yeah. I got excited. I'm like, holy shit, an Inferno. Nope.
Someone could get set on fire, though.
Not going to happen.
It could.
If someone comes out wearing long sleeves, then maybe.
If Kane comes out in the old school uniform with the long sleeves, yeah, you know he's screwed over.
Yeah, but I don't see... It's not going to happen. God, I just don't like this at all.
PG?
Oh, that and the whole Kane and the Wyatt family thing.
This is one of those things where being TV PG hurts them.
Yes.
Because you can't do the really cool storyline that you really want to do with these guys because of it.
Why the fuck is Total Divas TV 14, but you can't make Raw TV 14?
You know, that's a great question.
Vince McMahon, apologize right now.
Actually, I like that internet meme I saw the other day. That basically was CM Punk calling. It was like just CM Punk calling him out on that. It was like,
dude, Total Divas TV 14, but Raw is PG.
I don't understand.
Apologize.
This. If you really wanted to do this too, you could even do SmackDown as your PG show and do Raw as your 14 TV 14.
And then you still got easily. Main Event, and when Velocity starts back up again, you got your, you know, TV PG, and the Velocity's close enough to TVG. There you go. Appease the older fans like us. Give us something real to watch on Monday Night Raw.
Which is their flagship show.
Appease to everyone else watched. With your other shows. Give us something good on Raw.
Exactly.
Well, but the problem is that you would run into is they couldn't show any of it on SmackDown, so they'd actually have to fill 2 hours of actual original programming.
No, they can edit it to where it would be down. You can do that.
Then there's no excuse.
It makes sense from a standpoint, but I understand why they got away from it, but it does sometimes make stuff like this where you can think, man, if they could just be a little bit more edgier with this, it would be a little bit better.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where they need to
be. Oh, shit. Anyway. Hey, I forgot about something. It's a special day.
It's a special day.
Hold on.
We're not even through the Raw 5.
I know. Hold on. I want to get this out before I forget. Hold on. Ready?
Okay.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Call up my buddy Hulk. I had him record a happy birthday thing for himself. Because today's Hulk Hogan turned 60 today.
Oh, 60?
Yeah, on August 11th.
Wow.
So last night, if you're listening to the show now, and today, if we're recording the show now like we are.
Yeah.
Yes, Hulk Hogan turns a big 6-0. So I asked him, like, hey, Hogan. He's like, what's up, brother? He's like, hey, I want to take the guys out and do some weird shit. I'm like, we ain't doing that. I just need a happy birthday thing for
your own birthday. He's like, I got a Japanese buddy.
Yes, he does. He wants to come back on the show. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
He always makes us feel uncomfortable.
He said
he'd bring you a new mop, though, to take care of the studio when he's done.
And if you want to move to Minnesota to marry him, the offer's still on the table.
Yes. He did say that. So anyway, okay, next. Were we done with that one?
We have one more.
Well, no, were we done with the Kane Wyatt family thing?
Well, I mean, the whole Wyatt family thing just,
it's still not doing it for me. I don't get it.
I like it, but.
Why? Help me understand why.
It's just because it's different enough from everything else on there that I'm enjoying it.
So we got the Godwins back.
What?
So the Godwins are back.
No.
We got.
You cannot compare this to that at all.
They're hillbilly farmers. They're the Godwins.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't see it. They come out, they bore me. They instantly, I'm like, click. And you know what? I'm not the only one.
Are you really?
The last couple, I've been looking at the ratings on Raw lately.
Yeah.
The Wyatt family is losing viewers like crazy. They lost 400,000 viewers on Raw last Monday.
Wow.
400,000 people changed the channel when the Wyatt family segment started. I'm not in the minority here.
Well, actually, you kind of are if you really think about it.
Okay, in the overall scheme, yes. But the 400,000 people, there's a lot more people that, you know, it just doesn't do it for me, and I don't get it. I don't
buy into the channel changing stuff like that all the time, just because what are you changing the channel to? And
I don't know, but if you're pushing them like they are and they're losing viewers, how much? We're gonna dive into the.
You could also make the argument that it's tons of funk that they were going up against, and everybody knew what was going to happen.
We're gonna dive into this here in a little bit later.
Okay,
I've actually got this on my list.
All right.
Okay, next.
Last one. Don't be a bully.
Ryback.
Oh, really? That's what we had a 5-point preview. We spent the bullet point on Ryback?
Well, he was on the actual 5-point preview, so yes. Because he beat up the guy from catering last week, the week before, and then got put through a table by John Cena. And then he fought Mark Henry on Raw this week.
Yeah, and what happened there? Oh, he lost for you, count out.
Yeah, he walked off and decided he wasn't going to be here. Which, this really, let's do it Ryback for me at this point. Where are they having Mark Henry feud at SummerSlam? Was he fighting the Shield, or is he fighting Ryback, or?
I don't know.
What direction are they trying to take him in?
I maybe they're trying to build him up as, even Ryback doesn't want to mess with him, so the Shield better watch it out. I mean, nothing's been announced.
There's not a match for the Shield still at SummerSlam. There's not a match for Ryback, and there's not a match for Mark Henry.
Well, we have one more Monday night before SummerSlam. Something's going to get thrown together. I think the Big Show, he's medically cleared now, officially, so I see him showing up tomorrow. Maybe, it doesn't make any sense, though, because you got WrestleMania all over again. If you throw Ryback, Mark Henry, and Big Show together against the Shield, guess what? That's basically your
WrestleMania match. Well, I don't think they're going to do that. How about this, though? What if we did an 8-man tag where you force the Shield to team with Ryback, and then it's Big Show, Mark Henry, and the Usos?
I don't see that happening, because I don't think they would. Ryback wouldn't do that.
I agree.
But I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I'm clueless.
Ryback's a bully, and then he walks out of a fair fight. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know where they're going with Ryback.
I don't know where they're going with Ryback. I don't know where they're going with face Mark Henry, and I don't know what the Shield's doing.
And we don't know when the Big Show's going to show back up. We don't know what they're doing with the Usos. So,
well, and we don't know what they're doing with the Americans, the real Americans.
The un-Americans.
No, they're the real Americans.
The real Americans. Oh.
No, the un-Americans were Lance Storm and Christian.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so that was our... Okay, so what did we miss on our 5-point preview here?
Well, CM Punk got beat up.
Yeah.
By Brock Lesnar again.
Again.
He ended up getting a big gash in his chin, and Paul Heyman challenges CM Punk to a match this week on Raw.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I
think it's going to be a good segment. I don't know what they're going to actually do with this segment, because I know Lesnar, Curtis Axel, all of them are going to get involved.
I don't know what. I don't know how many dates they have left with Lesnar, so I don't know if he'll be there.
I imagine they're going to try to use up as much with him as they can going into SummerSlam.
Yeah, with it being the go-home Raw, I can't imagine him not being there. But if he's not there, it's not going to surprise me a whole lot.
Because Lesnar even appeared on SmackDown this past week.
Oh, did he? I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, he had like an interview. It was like a taped interview. I'll get to that in a second.
God, I wish I would have recorded. Right. I wish we had sound by
Lesnar did a live interview next week's
show. We're gonna have fun with this. He talked on Raw.
It started out bad. The first part was rough, but I gotta say that I laugh so hard whenever he just goes, "Paul, say something stupid."
It's like, really? That's the big dumb pot calling the kettle black. It's like, you're really gonna tell Paul to say something stupid?
Yeah,
you can't even put a coherent sentence together.
All right, they show an interview with Brock Lesnar on SmackDown. He said a lot of people assumed that his feud was between Punk and Heyman. Lesnar said he wanted to make it clear that this was personal between him and Punk. He doesn't like Punk, and the only reason he left Punk alone for so long was because Paul asked him not to.
Okay.
Lesnar claims Punk walks around like he owns the place and thinks he's tough because he's taken MMA classes at a high school gym.
Okay.
He says that he did concede that Punk had held the WWE Championship for 1 season, and that was impressive, but it's only impressive for a guy like him.
Wow.
Lesnar states that...
That's coming from the guy that the UFC got too hard, so he went back to wrestling. I can't cut it here. I gotta go back to wrestling.
I think it had more to do with injuries than anything else. But
Are we making fun of Brock Lesnar, or are we going to be on his side here?
Well, I mean, we got to call it like it is. We can't say, you know...
Bullshit, we're not impartial here.
we should try to be.
Let me check my journalism certificate, you know, diploma. Oh, wait, I don't have one. We don't have to be impartial.
Long story short on this, Lesnar asks if there's any professional jealousy on his part, and he says no. Punk hasn't won any NCAA or UFC championships. Punk has never faced anyone like him. Because there is no one like him. Listener says size does matter, and Punk will find out what that means at SummerSlam.
Okay, wait, I wish I did have that matters? On an audio clip. Because you know,
that could sound pornographic.
There is. There's someone at this table that size matters to him, too, apparently.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
I don't know. Not it.
No, not it?
No, not it for me.
Oh, so not it for me.
Okay. Dude, you got a shot this week. Shut up. Anyway, let's see. The other two Godwins beat Tons of Funk. We had a Divas match. Oh, the best match of the night. I forgot about it.
Oh, yeah?
Heath Slater against Christian.
Who won that match?
Not Heath Slater. Moving on.
Can someone tell me the last time that any member of 3MB won a match on anything?
I don't know, but Glitterfist in 3, 2, 1, and we need our answer. Okay. And then, we had a return of Kofi.
Kofi Kingston came back unannounced.
And beat Fandango.
Woohoo! Well, that was on SmackDown. No,
Fandango versus... I've got it notated here.
Oh, was it?
It was on Raw. Okay. It was.
They fought again on SmackDown, and Fandango won.
That's what happened. Oh, and then it was kind of funny, because Stephanie started crying backstage, too.
This actually was my favorite segment of Raw.
Really?
I actually really like this.
Okay, talk.
Because
we don't know why exactly. Just because, like, Vince embarrassed her out there and all that, and he crossed the line, and
there may have been something that happened on the WWE app, and then they were referencing that. I haven't looked at like the videos from the app, so I don't know that for certain.
I haven't even downloaded it to my new phone yet.
But Triple H is like, you know what? I'm sick of this. Vince McMahon has actually lost his flipping mind. I don't know what the hell his problem is. I'm sick of him ruining this show because he's gone crazy. I'm going to do whatever it takes within my power to stop him. And so it really kind of draws a line in the sand for there to actually be a feud between Triple H and Vince McMahon for control of the company. And I'm actually kind of liking it.
All right. But really, how many times do we need to see Vince McMahon and Triple H power struggle?
This feels more direct this time, though, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be like last summer where Triple H goes, I'm taking over, just get out of here, and then Vince does.
Did Vince get his power back? I mean, really?
Because it's the WWE.
I understand that, and titles mean nothing there.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently Triple H has an office smaller than my bathroom.
Right.
Exactly. So,
anyway, All right.
With cheap shit, no less.
Yeah. And let's see, in a laptop from 1995.
Yes.
let's see, Swagger and Cesaro beat the Usos. Okay. Whatever.
I mean,
of course, it took Coulter to, you know, distract the ref, but what are you doing with the Usos? I don't get it. You're building them up, then you're having them lose. You build them up, have them lose. Build them up. Whatever.
I really like the direction they're starting to go with this, the Real Americans, though. Because they're the right kind of heels where they're right in their manner of thinking, and that makes them bad guys. Because they're justified in what they're doing.
Don't get me wrong. I like the real, whatever they are.
Yes.
And because I like Cesaro. Cesaro's good. Jack Swagger, as long as he's not on the pot.
Dirty Dutch Mantel is an awesome manager.
He is.
Zeb Coulter.
He is. I don't think there's anyone that could have played it off any better. Let's see. And, oh, our main event, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, and John Cena against The Shield. And then they won by disqualification. And then Orton teased about cashing in.
And then he didn't.
No.
Because The Shield was still out there.
So, yeah. All right, we spent way too much time on Raw. Jesus Christ. That's like 10 more minutes I want to spend on Raw. I hate you assholes.
No, it's fine.
All right, so I guess let's dive into our bet.
All right.
So there was a couple of roster moves that happened this week.
Well, there's at least one.
There was two.
There was two?
Well, you made one, and I'm making one. I made one already. And then
I have to make one, so yeah. Okay, so at the end of this week, let's go over the weekly score, shall we?
Yes.
Jason Heath, 17 points. Your worst week so far of this season.
Okay. Yes,
your worst week. Okay. I finished with a whopping, let's see, 10 points. Adrian, negative, or you finished with 2 points this week.
Woohoo, 2.
2, so you are a big loser. Now, earlier in the week, during Monday Night Raw, you made a roster move.
I did.
What move did you make, Adrian?
I dropped Alberto Del Rio's losing ass.
And who'd you pick up?
I picked up Luke Harper, I think.
All right, we'll see how that one pans out for you.
It's got to be better than Del Rio.
Yeah. So I have to make a roster move.
Actually, I would have finished the week negative points had I not done that because he lost again on SmackDown.
Yeah, I know. So I have to make a roster move. And because it's a medical one, it doesn't count as my August drop.
Exactly. We understand that.
My roster move, I have to drop Sheamus. He's out 4 to 6 months. He got hurt at Money in the Bank.
Actually,
I didn't think it was a torn pectoral. What?
Actually, I mean, it's really unfortunate for him, but I think it sets up for a good Royal Rumble return.
It does. Because that's going to put us right about there. So
yeah, it does.
Anyway, so he fucked up his shoulder, and they thought it wasn't as bad as it really was, but he just re-aggravated it, and he's out 4 to 6 months requiring surgery. So I'm fucked. So, you know, I didn't think throwing the extra guy on the rosters would screw us this bad, but it kind of does suck. Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of who I'm picking up here.
Who are you picking up?
I got to pick up Kofi.
Kofi Kingston.
I can't think of anyone else that I would want to pick up right now. He just came back. The way they usually do it, you come back from injury and they're going to push you a little bit.
So. Usually. And he did win a match and lose a match this past week. So.
Well, that would give me 2 points.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But I don't know. I guess that's what I'm going to do because I got nothing else. I can't think of anyone else out there. I don't know what they're doing with Ryback. I don't know what they're doing with God, who the fuck else? Kane. I mean, he's taking time off after SummerSlam to go film a movie. I'm not picking a tons of funk. Kofi's about the only other guy out there I can think of that I want to pick up.
I'll make you a deal.
What?
It's a deal that you might like.
Okay.
Who do you have on your roster now, total?
I have Sheamus, CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Orton, Ziggler, Sandow.
If you... I'm sorry, you don't have Sheamus anymore. You have...
Kofi? Maybe.
Kofi, Sandow,
Punk, Rollins, Orton, Ziggler.
You trade me Ziggler and Kofi. I'll give you Big Show and Roman Reigns.
Nope. We're good.
Okay.
We're good. All right. So anyone else going to make a roster move?
No, I made mine for August.
You shouldn't touch anything at all. You're
yeah, I'm sitting good at the moment.
All right,
what is our total scores?
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Team Jizzmopper, 63. Team Adrian, 39. We're closing the gap on you. And Team Awesome, 31. So if we combine our scores, we're beating you.
Yes, which wasn't true last week.
No, you still had us beat. So, okay, I think we're going to move on.
All right.
Unless you guys want to say anything else about the bet.
Not really.
Okay, so we're going to move on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. We're not playing Jeopardy here on the show. But it is time to see if Jason Heath can earn himself a shit-free show. And here's how this game works. We're going to play three wrestling themes for Jason Heath. If he can successfully get two out of three, the next week, he gets a shit-free show. He earns a little bit of respect. Not much, but a little bit. Whether or not he can do it is, I don't know. So, we're going to play about 20-30 seconds of a song.
Yep.
And then we're going to let you pick. We're going to give you standard Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy exactly. Music. That's about 30 seconds, and you get to take a pick.
All right.
You have one lifeline you can use.
Yes.
You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
All right, here we go.
Theme number one.
All right. And are you ready? Time to guess.
Is the wrestler still alive?
Is this your question that you're using as your lifeline?
Yes, I am.
They are all, as far as I know, still alive.
Yes.
Oh.
They God damn you.
I had to give it to him.
Shit.
Didn't have to give it to him.
He's still not going to get it.
He's probably not. He's struggling with it.
If he gets this, I'll be really surprised.
I will, too. We need an answer.
I can't think of the name exactly, but I see Juan Deers.
Juan
Oh, he thinks it's a Mexico.
Jason Heath?
Yeah, I figured that.
No, that would be...
The Mean Street Posse.
Yes, Pete Gaz, Joey Abs, and Rodney. The
Remember Shane McMahon's cronies?
Shane McMahon's cronies from back.
Oh, God.
And the corporation.
Wow.
All right, so that was song number one.
Okay,
you ready for song number two?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm all grown up now, and I listen and learn a true star, and I'm finally getting my turn. Took my L, burnt my spot. I'ma be here for a minute, sonny boy, if you like it or not. Why you think about chicks and whips? I'm on a yacht, though, laid back, sun in my face, just like Pablo or Tony Montana. The world is mine, ain't a cloud in the sky. And... Guess.
I don't even remember hearing that song.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. I don't remember ever hearing that song.
Oh my God, you're gonna kick yourself when you find out who this is.
You really are.
This is the gimme, Heath. That was the gimme. Everyone in the chat room right now is yelling at you, just so you know.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, they ripped your ass last week for missing Razor. We need a guess.
I'm sorry. I have no clue.
That would be Stephanie McMahon when she was the general manager of SmackDown.
For
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the reason why. It was SmackDown.
It doesn't matter, dude. Until WrestleMania, that's the theme she used. She didn't have a new theme music until WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, for shits and giggles, let's play the third
one. Let's see if you get the third
one.
Okay. I doubt this, too.
I think we can play the whole thing.
Biscuits and gravy.
What?
What?
I'll give him points there. He did guess the name of the song. Ham and Egger. You're not gonna get this one.
He might. I don't know. Let's
get him. There wasn't very many people that used Ham and Egger.
Oh, you're way off. You're way off on this one.
I doubt you're gonna get
it. No, you're.
Better close your eyes, 'cause something's coming, you shouldn't say. It kind of reminds me of Road Dogg in a way.
The team of Jesse and Festus.
Back when Luke Gallows was like, you know, he'd be in the ring and he wouldn't react until the bell ring, and then they ring the bell, he'd be like, and then it was right before the Straight Edge Society when CM Punk.
This is only about 3 or 4 years old too.
Yeah, it's not that old.
Yeah. Wow.
So, all right, Heath, you didn't win it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people. Wrestling music is not exactly my forte.
I tell you what, they ripped your ass on the chat room. It was hilarious.
they did give you some crap about not getting Razor Ramon.
Because we can go back in the chat, and we can go back to when our show aired, and we can read everything that happened in the chat room, and they ripped you. It was kind of funny. All right.
Thanks, people. So, I really appreciate it.
And, you know, I wanted to use the soundbite once, but I'm going to, you know what? If on the rare occasion you get one right,
yeah!
Is what you'll hear.
Hey, so, Little John, is Heath an idiot for not getting anything right this week?
Yeah!
All right.
All right, so we're going to move on. Hey, guess what, fellas?
What?
Whee!
Can I make Heath an ability to get onto my What Stinks?
It's time for your weekly dose of What Stinks. We air out what is wrong with the world of wrestling, what we hate this week, what we disliked, and just what we really didn't give two shits about. All so right. Who has to go first?
I will.
Oh! Jason Heath, you're prepared. Okay.
You can't just keep picking Total Divas.
No, you can't.
I'm not. Okay. It's not Total Divas. No, no, no. Which it would be, but yeah.
Okay.
No, my what stinks is the fact, okay, they finally get Ricardo back.
You son of a bitch!
They finally get Ricardo back, and what happens? Yeah, Del Rio just bashes him away. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
He's hurting the main person that really goes for him.
All right, we don't do this very often, but that's my what stinks too.
Yeah.
Because I actually wrote mine down, so I didn't forget it this week. And I don't get the point in we're going to bring Ricardo back, only to have Del Rio kick the shit out of him, when that's the only redeeming quality that you have as a wrestler was Ricardo.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right, Adrian.
All right, my what stinks is going to be
teasing us with an Inferno match and giving us a crap match?
Yeah, kind of. That's part of it.
Okay.
But, basically, my what stinks is the fact that the TV PG thing is really keeping the Wyatts from being really fucking awesome.
No, the Wyatts is what's keeping the Wyatts from being awesome.
I disagree. It's you can't say or do anything really too controversial, so it's keeping it where they have to stay pretty vanilla with it.
And you know, he's got a point.
Okay, so you have them fuck pigs while they're on air.
We're not saying that.
TV 14, they're screwing pigs.
No, but you can't have, like, if you could give these guys, like, I don't know, like an axe handle or something like that, to like, and they just sort of like, or and beating like a guy down with it. They have to look like sloppy hillbilly beat downs.
I mean, I guess I kind of see where you're coming from on this.
And they can't really say anything too controversial or anything like that. They gotta steer away from.
Okay, then that's failure on WWE creativity to come up with something better. Why give them a gimmick if they can't fully utilize it?
Because that's the way that the mainstream WWE roster works.
And
you know what? And I'm going to say this. This is why people hate John Cena. Because John Cena represents that.
Okay.
And what they've done to his character.
All right. I see where you're coming from. Because when John Cena first started and he was with the Thugonomics and all that, we liked him.
Even whenever they were still TV 14 and he was the face John Cena that we have kind of now, he could still say and get away with doing more stuff, and he was in more entertaining than he is now.
That is very true.
He is so
And I guess people blame him for that.
And people do. And I think that that's where a lot of the hatred for John Cena comes. It's not so much that they don't like John Cena, but they don't like what John Cena has come to represent.
Okay. All right, I think I see where you're coming from.
And I think that a lot of people take that out on him. And also is part of my what stinks. It's not John Cena's fault they're TV PG. People, don't blame him.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna move on. Good soapbox there, Adrian. Good soapbox.
Hey, Total Divas can be TV 14.
Yeah, Divas can be 14, but they can't. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm apologize. If we have to sit there and watch that show, you know what? I'd rather be TV 14. Why? Because we can see a little bit more. Like, we got to see the big boob Bella playing with her ass last week.
That's true.
So, all right, moving on. Can you dig it, sucker? Time for a weekly dose of Can You Dig It, Sucker.
Yeah.
So, you guys got one?
I do have one.
Okay, because I don't have one yet. So go ahead.
I do.
Holy shit, that's the unprepared one.
Jason. You need to play the fail song on yourself.
No, I'm going to come up with something here, but go ahead.
All right. Can you dig it? Punk makes Brock tap at SummerSlam.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh.
Take it away, Heath.
You know what? I can dig it.
Really?
I just...
You think the Anaconda Vice is better than the... whatever fucking hold...
the Camaro lock?
Yeah. Brock Lesnar uses?
I just think that Punk is going to be able to get it onto him and really push it through. Or make it look like it's, you know, it's pushed through. Because after all, we know about how it's wrestling entertainment. All
right. Ooh. I don't think I can dig it.
Can't dig it.
I think CM Punk will win the match. I think CM Punk will beat the shit out of him, but he ain't tapping.
You don't think so?
I don't think Brock's tapping.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't think Brock's going to tap, but I think it's something's going to happen where Paul's going to have to throw the towel in for him or some shit.
Okay. I can see
it's
that.
It's not exactly making him tap, but it's like the equivalent of.
Good point.
Yeah, it'll count as a submission win, but Brock's not going to tap, so it defaults back to what I said. CM Punk's going to beat the shit out of him, but he's not going to make him tap.
I have another one, too, but I'll let you guys go first. This case is going to be yours.
All right, Heath, go for it.
Okay. So, can you dig this? SummerSlam, Shield comes out.
With whatever we they're going to do.
We see them being backed by someone by the name of Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
What?
Just a thought.
You know,
I could kind of see it.
Actually, Vince actually likes the Shield.
He does.
And he told him that on Raw when Ricky was still in charge.
Yeah.
I like him. I like you guys. You guys go out and do what you need to do and get things done. I like that.
Yeah.
So, I can see it happening. I don't know if I really want to dig it as actually happening, but I could see it happening.
I don't see Vince being the face of the Shield the whole time, but I could see Vince coming out and saying, you know what? I like these guys. And kind of doing the new corporate lackeys, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And I can dig my own. I mean, I'm kind of looking at it, and it's like, you know, that could very well be possible.
All right, Adrian, go on with your second one.
No, go ahead with yours, because I don't want to make sure I want to steal yours.
No, go ahead.
No, do it.
I demand.
No, what's yours?
All right.
Oh, wow. He's thinking, folks.
I am. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to phrase this thing.
Smoke is coming out of his ears.
It is. All right. Can you dig this? With the return of the Big Show, and not really having much to do with Mark Henry right now, we will have a legitimate big man tag team to actually terrorize the tag team division.
Okay, say that one more time.
Big Show, Mark Henry, big man tag team.
Yeah?
Just going to annihilate the shit out of anyone.
Eh, I can see it happening. I'll dig it, sure.
Came up with one. Haha, fuck you.
Barely, though.
Shut up. It's my show.
But, I'm not so sure on this one yet.
Yeah, you're wrong.
We'll see what happens.
I think it's possible. They're not really. Their wheels are spinning with these two. So,
my other one here is also a tap out question.
Uh oh.
Now, the last time John Cena tapped out was at No Way Out 2004 to Kurt Angle's ankle lock.
Holy shit! Okay.
It's been almost nine. It's
yeah.
Actually, it's been over 9 years.
Okay.
Because No Way Out was February.
Okay.
So, Is there any chance that you're given, can you dig Daniel Bryan making Cena tap?
No.
With the
not even,
with
not,
the, with
not
the
even a hesitation. Absolutely not. That'll make John Cena weak.
Jason?
What do you think, Heath?
No.
Can't make Cena look weak.
No, I don't see it happening.
So, all right. What do you think?
I think he will.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
I think Cena's going to tap out.
All right. So you got a we got a pay-per-view coming up next week.
We do.
We do. We do.
It's called SummerSlam.
Yes.
Well, hey, and
actually, why don't we hold off on the SummerSlam preview until after we finish the mail sack?
Okay.
Let's do the mail sack first, and that way,
if we run out of time, we're still hitting.
We're still,
both.
Yeah.
Okay. Our bomb overtime. Okay. So mail sack time. Let's reach into the mail sack. Adrian, fumble around in your mail sack.
All right.
What you got?
So we didn't get anything in the actual mailbox.
Okay.
But we did get a post from the forum from the Rod Father.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up now.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I thought you were prepared for this. That's why I left you in charge of the segment.
Well, it closed the browser on me. Sorry.
Oh. So, I guess enjoy the Ken Shamrock music while Adrian finally gets this pulled up.
All right. Okay. So, the Rod Father wants to know, what did we think of TNA... letting people go due to money issues, but then sign in Tito Ortiz to make appearances for the company? And also, do we think that Hulk Hogan took money from TNA to open his bar in Tampa?
No. I don't think he did.
Well, actually, I'm going to say yes. I think he took the money that TNA actually was supposed to pay him and then opened the bar in Tampa.
So they paid him what they were supposed to pay him, and he turned around and okay, then yes, I take my weekly pay I get from my job, and I turn around and I, you know. So thank you, my company, for providing my house for me.
Pretty much.
That's how everyone pays their bills. So if you want to look at it that way, then sure. Anyway, I don't think TNA is paying for Tito Ortiz.
I kind of think that you're on the same lines here as well.
Okay,
I think TNA is cutting people due to the money they couldn't afford to make the signing like this. But and because Spike has the contract with Bellator, they're like, hey, we need you to appear on this show.
So what's been happening, Heath, is that since you don't watch TNA,
right.
They had Quentin Rampage Jackson show up. And he's actually signed to Bellator, which is like Spike TV's MMA.
Okay.
And so they're paying him. And they've been cutting a shit ton of talent because they can't afford him anymore. But yet you've got Rampage. Now, that one came out public that it was a Bellator signing.
Okay.
And they're paying him all this money, so Spike TV is like, use him. They're like, okay. So Tito Ortiz showed up last week. He's another MMA guy. And basically what he's saying is with them cutting all this talent because they can't afford anyone, you know, how the hell are they affording him? So I'm thinking it's another Bellator thing because, correct me if I'm wrong, Adrian, but isn't he signed under Bellator too?
Yes.
So there you go. I think Spike TV doesn't want to see TNA fail. So they're throwing anything they can at it. That's my guess. I don't know. All right.
Okay.
We got anything else? I think we got something else from Leonard Taylor, don't we?
Well, we do, yes. Okay. Technically, it wasn't our mailbag, but you know what? I can raid other people's mailbag if I find a good question.
Mail sack. Oh. Sack.
Yes, I found this nutty post in someone else's mail sack.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's... with the push of the Usos, the Shield, the Real Americans, Wyatt family.
Didn't I hear those on FTW?
You might have, yes.
Okay.
It seems as if the WWE is starting to give a rat's ass about their tag team division again. Which pair of superstars would you like to see team up and take a shot at the tag division, or do you think they have enough talent there to make it work already?
Okay, I think, there is enough talent there. Are they smart enough to realize it? No.
No.
So, my two people... I already said it. Big Show and Mark Henry. Throw those two guys together. They'll annihilate the shit out of the primetime players, the Usos, anyone. I'd like to see it. Why not?
You know, it has been a while since we've had a really big guy tag team.
Well, no, because we have tons of Funk. They're both big guys.
Yeah, but I'm talking legitimately really big.
I would have liked to have seen, and since he's already a part of the Real Americans, it wouldn't work. But I think if we could have got like a Foreign Legion tag team of Cesaro and Wade Barrett.
That could have been good. Or take 15 years off of William Regal's career and Barrett and Regal.
Yeah.
If we're talking just full of shit here, that would have been a good tag team back in the day.
Yeah.
I think also what would end up being a good team is if they promoted Chris Hero from NXT to the main roster.
Oh, Cash Ohno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And teamed him with Wade Barrett.
I don't know about that.
I think they would work as a, well as a tag team together.
Yeah. Barrett would be holding that team down, though.
You think
so? Put him with, put him with Kofi.
Cassius Ohno and Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, Cassius Kofi.
Ohno Kingston.
There you go, Ohno Kingston. There you go. I think that would be a good, could be a decent tag team.
Hey, you know what they're going to finish? Would be the S-Ohno S.
Wow.
But, I mean, really, if you think
they've
about
got,
it.
They've got talent in the tag team division. You got the primetime players who are sitting there rotting away.
And the primetime players, they're the most underutilized, like, good tag team they have.
They're talented. They're entertaining. What more do you need?
I would love to see them, like, get, like, underneath, like, replace Abraham Washington since they haven't had anybody since he's been gone. And give them Booker T. Since Booker T's not running SmackDown anymore, have Booker T be the mouthpiece for the primetime players.
Okay, that could be entertaining.
Ooh. That could be really entertaining.
That could be. All right.
WWE, so then you have take notes.
The primetime players.
With Booker T.
You have the Real Americans.
Okay.
With Zeb Coulter.
You got the Tons of Funk.
You have the Shield.
Shield.
The Usos.
The Usos.
Wyatt Family.
Okay.
That's like 6-7 solid tag teams. And if you don't count 3MB... Which we don't.
You gotta have Jobber in the tag team division,
right?
Okay,
so why not
be in the Jobber?
So okay, part. You've got a good a foundation for a good tag team division if they would just let them do what they need to do. The problem is they're not letting the primetime players be good. They're not letting Tons of Funk do anything.
No,
I think both those tag teams. Okay, the primetime players have the potential to do it. Tons of Funk are kind of okay. I don't think they are.
Yeah, they're not. They're like the fat version of Too Cool.
Yeah. I give you that one. So, okay. Now do we want to move on to SummerSlam?
Let's see. Do we have anything else we need to talk about besides SummerSlam at this point?
Sheamus is out 4 to 6 months.
We already talked about that in the bed, though.
The Wyatt family lost a shit ton of viewers, and they have been recently. So, yeah. No. Really, the only thing we really have left is SummerSlam.
How much time we got? All right, we got like 6 minutes left on your timer to talk about all 5 SummerSlam matches.
All right, hurry it up.
No.
So,
what do we have right now?
WWE Championship match, John Cena, Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's going to win. Okay, next.
No, we're not. We need to talk about this.
Dude, we're doing the pre-show Sunday. We don't have to dig too far into this.
But well, we at least need to look at the match a little bit. I mean, do you think Daniel Bryan's going to win for sure?
I would like to see Daniel Bryan win. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Hey, Secretary, you got to write this shit down.
Ah, shit.
All right, I'll make our official picks here.
Yes, the official R-Bomb picks.
So you officially picking Daniel Bryan?
All right, do I have even room anywhere? Okay, there's an empty page.
No, I've got notebook paper. Let's see. John Cena, Daniel Bryan.
And I apologize, there's 6 matches on the card.
Oh, boy. You know what? I refuse to pick first.
Okay, my pick is for Bryan.
Okay. Jason Dietrian. What?
You pick first.
No. I said, nope, you go.
All right. I predict that John Cena will win this match. Hang on.
And Randy Orton's going to walk out with the title.
Yes.
Okay. I have a feeling that's what... Randy Orton's walking out with the title. I don't think it matters who wins. But I'll go with Daniel Bryan.
I really want Daniel Bryan to win. Like, I really, really do. I just don't think he's going to.
Well, you're probably right.
I've been burned by picking against Cena every time.
That you have. Okay. What's our next match? The World Heavyweight Title match.
Yes. Alberto Del Rio versus Christian. You had to pick first this time.
I don't care.
You had to pick.
I guess they're going to get the belt off of Del Rio and give it to Christian.
Okay, well, so you think that there's a chance that this is a transitional championship switch?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Here's what I actually can see. I actually don't think... Actually, I'm starting to think now. Maybe Randy Orton isn't the one that catches in at SummerSlam. What if
Sandow cashes in?
Christian gets the upset or something over Del Rio. Del Rio snaps and like goes up, like break his arm or something like that. Then after that happens, Sandow comes out and cashes in, and Sandow walks out as your new SmackDown World Champion.
That's
the intellectual champion of the masses,
intellectual savior of the masses.
And then you get into a feud where you can have Sandow versus Cody Rhodes for the SmackDown Championship.
All right.
Because okay. Cody can beat Sandow earlier in the night, so Sandow has just lost to Cody Rhodes.
Okay, well, first of all, Jason, Del Rio or Christian, as far as who will actually win the match, first of all?
I told you Christian.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Christian as well on this one. Christian's been really hot, and Del Rio hasn't won a match to save his life lately.
Yeah, definitely Christian as well. Especially considering he's on my team as well.
It's going to be a swerve. Watch. I mean, Christian's been so hot lately that he's just going to...
And Del Rio's been so not hot.
It would be typical booking. Let's make this guy look like shit, and then all of a sudden he'll win the big one. So, okay, what's match number three?
We'll do Dolph Ziggler and Caitlyn versus Big E Langston and AJ Lee.
We're going to go with Heath picking first. No, you need to pick first.
All right, I pick... This feels like a match that the faces need to win, so I'm going to go with Dolph and Caitlyn.
I agree.
It just feels like AJ's been running roughshod over Caitlyn for so many months, and Big E even has been beating Ziggler lately, so I feel that you're going to see that go the other way.
It's a must-win for the face team.
Yes.
All right.
And I am also choosing Ziggler and
Jesus Christ.
Caitlyn. So.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow.
Is the briefcase on the line?
The briefcase at this point, I do not believe is on the line.
Did you see Sandow got a new briefcase?
Yeah, yes, I did like that.
I think, and you know what? I'll go Cody.
Why do you think Cody's going to win?
I don't know. I just do. I think kind of what you were talking about that.
Cody's, I think it's going to make it a little bit like the '94 SummerSlam, where Owen Hart beat Brett. Or isn't that 94? It's like WrestleMania 10 is what I'm thinking of, where Owen beat Brett, but Brett won the title later that night, and so it gave you that feud where Owen could go after Brett.
Right. So that's why
I think that's the kind of the same thing that's going to happen. Cody's going to beat Sandow early in the night, but Sandow's going to win the title, and then.
Okay, I can't argue too much with that. Your pick.
Oh, I picked Rhodes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wrote it down already.
Oh, Jesus
Rhodes.
Christ.
I picked Cody Rhodes.
God damn it. So okay, next.
I'm picking Cody Rhodes.
There's only one match that we've picked separately.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
All right. The Ring of Fire match, Kane versus Bray Wyatt.
I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
This is going to be my pooping match.
Why do you even host a show if you don't care about any of the matches?
No, I just said that I don't care. It's just...
Go Jason Massey on me.
Oh, come on. I just, I don't care about the Wyatt family and Kane. I just don't. So Kane's gonna be written off here. So Bray Wyatt's gonna win.
Heath,
Kane's gotta go film See No Evil 2.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, knowing Kane's gotta leave to feel that kind of makes this match easy to pick. It's gonna be probably Kane. On the losing side here. So I'll pick Bray Wyatt.
You know what? I'll be different. I'm going to choose King.
Okay. Match number six.
Match number six. Probably the match that's going to be the best match of the night, probably.
Punk.
Punk versus Brock Lesnar.
Punk.
Punk.
You guys are not giving Lesnar any chance here whatsoever.
Nope.
Really, we can't have a discussion here about this? You're just going to say one-word answers?
I don't see why... I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see much point in having Brock Lesnar.
Do you think
this
it'll
match.
Be because Paul?
Do I think what?
Do you think it'll be because Paul Heyman cost him the match, or do you think it's going to be Punk legitimately beating Brock Lesnar?
God. Ooh. Well, they're distancing CM Punk from Paul Heyman. So if Punk or if Paul Heyman causes Brock Lesnar to lose the match, it's going to be by accident.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But
do you think Paul's going to make the mistake and do it?
If they do, it sets up Brock Lesnar being a face, which scares me. Because then he cuts his own promos.
Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, I think it's just going to be Paul makes a mistake and screws up. I don't think that there's going to be much repercussions for Paul. And I think Brock Lesnar's going to be going away for a while anyway after this. So
you think that Brock Lesnar's not going to get pissed off at Heyman and beat the shit out of him?
Oh, he might.
Okay.
It is possible, but I don't think you're going to see Brock Lesnar afterwards anyway for a while.
No,
anyway.
Probably not till Survivor Series at the earliest, probably not till Rumble. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be probably match of the night, but I don't know, man. I don't know how it's going to end. I think Punk's going to win because it gives them nothing to have Punk lose the match.
Yeah, this has been built up like such as like a David versus Goliath thing with Punk playing the underdog on this severely and getting beat up every week.
There's no
bonus. I would be really surprised if Punk doesn't come out of this as a victor. So I have to pick CM Punk here.
We picked one match differently.
What was the one match?
Two. Only because I wanted to go against the grain on the one.
Yeah.
And then I picked John Cena just because I can't pick against John Cena anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so fellas.
Wait, we won.
Yes, we did.
Details.
So we ended your streak of winning at two.
I'm going to put an asterisk on there because you weren't prepared. You had to go dig around in your mail sack.
You know what? That's not my fault.
Whatever.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, good
your
lord.
Your internet wasn't shitty.
It's not my internet. It's probably the operator.
Your internet.
Whatever. So... What are we doing now? Oh, yeah, well, I guess we should probably talk about what's coming up on the network, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's stuff happening.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like, you know, shows and...
Okay.
Things.
Okay.
And stuff.
Maybe some articles.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Good. Really? That's going to be your plugs?
All right, I guess I'll actually legitimately plug something right. In here.
Let's, okay, let's Monday night, best night of the week.
Monday night, yes, you can listen to us. You already have listened to us, so really thank you.
Yes, thank you. Tuesdays.
Tuesday night at 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, you can listen to the FTW podcast, Friends Talk
Fuck
Wrestling.
The world.
No, Friends Talk Wrestling.
God damn it. I keep thinking one week they're going to change their name.
Yes. They're not going to.
Damn it.
You can join Garvin, Lee, Harrison, Rob, Joe... and whoever happens to be on there as a guest host that particular week. And they do a lot of topics that they talk about. They're very topic, so they stay on topic better than we do, for sure.
Garvin.
Daniel
Bryan's doppelganger.
They do look strikingly similar.
It's kind of funny.
And Lee looks a little bit like Antonio Cesaro.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have guessed him like, I don't know, probably...
British?
Yes, okay.
Bad teeth and all. The best part is if you got to catch like their intro.
A young Michael Caine.
Because they do, is if they play the recording where it's Harrison impersonating Lee doing the network plug before the show starts.
Oh, we need to hack that out of one of their shows so we can just play it because it's funny as hell.
I laugh so hard every time I hear it.
All right. So we're going to go sleep. We're going to wake up on Wednesday. What do we got coming up on Wednesday?
You have Shooting from the Hip at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central.
There you go. You got the time right.
They do a lot of topics like 3 for 5, Current Affair. They talk about a bunch of random bullshit for like 45 minutes
first. Are they back to doing 3 for 5?
They have been, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Who we got on that show?
Occasionally Sean Brown has some like factor bullshit things they go over, you know.
He does this or that.
Oh, this or that.
Yeah. They got pissed off him for a while because he was doing this or that, and that's a cop out. So they told him no more.
Gotcha.
All right. So who's on that show?
That would be the original Dan Phelps.
Not the leper Dan Phelps.
No, the original Dan Phelps.
The original leper?
The baby's daddy, Dan Phelps.
Dan, second daddy, Brown.
And two other guys.
Oh, and two other guys?
Yeah.
You know, if you combine Dan and Sean, it's.
It's Sean Big Daddy Brown and I think some guy, Michael Classic or something.
What is the deal with you two? Do you just want a match on the Pick'em League? Is that what it is?
I'm doing it, yeah.
You're calling him out.
I am.
Making it official.
I got to earn a title match still first because I can't win a match because I can't beat fucking Sean Brown. Because I lose by like one pick wrong or something every time.
That's why you steal someone else's picks. Oh, no, I mean, don't do that.
Sadly, yeah. I'm like one of the first people that picks every time, too.
I know. I usually fucking forget, so that's why I don't, you know.
Yeah, all I'm right. usually one of the last ones.
All right, Thursday.
Thursday, you can listen to Tom and Tyler's Wrestling Hour of Bullshit.
Is that the new name of the show?
I don't remember what the actual name of it actually is. It's Tom and Tyler's Bullshit.
Bullshit Power Hour.
Yeah, the Bullshit Power Hour or something. They were trying to rip off, Penn and Teller.
Wow.
You know, Tyler's a big guy, but he's not that big.
Now,
Tom is about as scrawny as Teller. So
but he talks more than Penn. Or he talks more than Teller.
Oh, does he?
Well, I mean, he talks at all, so I mean.
I get it. All right. We got some articles. What we got?
God damn it. there's a Wrestle with Jake Mullins. I think that went up on Sunday this week. The highlight reel with Richard Berghoff. Let's see. There's the headline with Kyle Robinson.
Yep.
The shooting shoots with Omar Kamal.
Yep.
How the Cookie Crumbles with Brian Cookie Cook.
Yep.
And the Weekly Zeus.
And
then Paul Jordan posts all your articles, news feeds, show recaps.
Hardest working man on the network.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget about Classics Angels with Michael Classics. It's your weekly non-nude TNA picks.
However, we hear that you can usually go on the internet and find the nude picks.
Well, not everybody has nude picks, but...
Yeah. Well, no, but, you can find a lot of them that are nude.
Okay.
So... Yes. I think we done with the plugs. I hope so.
I think so.
Okay, so Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do?
They can go fuck themselves.
Oh, the views of Adrian Master don't necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb or the TWR Network.
But that's the legitimate truth. You can't fuck.
Do what?
Yeah, that's the legitimate truth, though. You can't actually go fuck yourself.
So much hatred. It's a bit. There's so much tension between you two. Why don't you guys just kiss and make up?
I'm not talking to anybody in particular here. I'm just saying if the listeners
There's so much tension between you and Jason Heath right now. I don't get it.
I don't know. He started this.
How the hell did he start this?
He looked at me with a meaningful look.
Oh, God.
He gave me a gaze of...
Quit hitting on Adrian with your eyes. You
he wanted to
mask.
Use my head for a mop. I was like, no means no.
Oh, God. Why you know, when you when you're forceful with him like that, he goes back and he listens to the show and... So seriously, Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said, what do they do?
They can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
What was that again?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Go ahead and type in The Hour Bomb up there and like us on there. Go to iTunes.
Or you can go to the forums on TWR website and post in our show section.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about the forums there.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Forums, use them. There.
Yeah, yes. They're there.
Plugged.
You can click on the Hour Bomb topic there and send us your thoughts, comments, suggestions, whatever.
Also, don't forget to go on Facebook and like us.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. Go to iTunes. Subscribe.
Review us.
We love reviews.
Yes.
If you don't have iTunes, download it, dickhead Adrian.
I'm not doing it.
You are such an ass.
Why should I? I don't want to have anything to do with Apple.
No, I ditched my Apple, so I can't blame you too much. So, I got nothing else.
I really don't either, but there's a 5-point preview for tomorrow night.
God damn it. I always forget that thing.
Yep. All right. Ready?
No.
Let's run through this.
Yep. Let's go through it pretty quickly.
All right.
We're done wasting your time, so we got to get done wasting our time now.
Yep.
Yeah, no, first up. This is sleep time that we're interrupting.
Exactly.
Word. Okay.
So, all right. First up, student versus teacher or Punk versus Heyman.
Okay. I don't see this ending in a
good way.